Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on sequencing an Amen style call and response riff for a deep jungle atmosphere. In this session, we're not just chopping up a break and hoping it works. We're going to make the break speak. One phrase will act like a call, the next will answer it, and that back and forth movement is what gives jungle its life, its tension, and that unmistakable underground pressure. The goal here is to build a two-bar riff that feels old-school in source, but modern in execution. Something that can sit inside an 8-bar roller loop, hold up in a drop, and still leave room for the bass, the atmosphere, and the mix to breathe. And because this is a mastering category lesson too, we're going to think ahead about translation. Clean transients, controlled low end, and enough headroom so the groove stays punchy without getting harsh or messy. Let's start by setting up the project properly. Open a new live set and set the tempo to around 170 BPM. That's a sweet spot for deep jungle energy. Then create your main tracks, one for the Amen chops, one for sub, one for res or mid bass, one for atmosphere, and a couple of return tracks for delay and reverb if you want them. If you're organizing buses, a drum group and bass group will make your life easier later. Before you do anything else, leave yourself some headroom. Don't slam the master. Aim to keep the session peaking comfortably, with the drum group hitting roughly around -8 to -6 dB before any final mastering moves. A busy break can eat a mix alive if you push it too hard too early, so give yourself space. Now load in an Amen-style break. If you've got a clean royalty-free Amen recording or a resampled version, drop that onto an audio track. For this workflow, Ableton's simpler in slice mode is a fast and flexible choice. You can also slice to a new MIDI track, but simpler makes it easy to play and refine the break in a way that feels immediate. Set simpler to slice mode and choose transient slicing. Increase the sensitivity until you're catching the kick attacks, the main snare hits, and a few of the ghost note transients. The point isn't to capture every microscopic detail. It's to capture the phrases and gestures that make the break feel alive. Then map those slices to MIDI and record a two-bar pattern. Here's the mindset to keep in your head. Don't overquantize everything. The Amen works because it has swing, push, pull, and little timing irregularities. If you flatten all of that out, the break loses its personality. Keep the main snare strong, but let the smaller details breathe. Now let's build the call phrase first. In your first bar, make the pattern feel confident and readable. Put a strong kick or anchor hit on the downbeat or the most obvious sync point. Let the snare land with authority, and add a couple of ghost notes before it to create anticipation. Those little pickup notes are doing a lot of work. They make the snare feel earned. Then shape the response phrase in the second bar. This is where the conversation happens. Don't just make it busier for the sake of it. Instead, change the energy. Maybe remove one of the more aggressive hits. Maybe add a reversed slice. Maybe delay a snare fragment slightly. Maybe shift one ghost note a little early or late, so it feels like the break is answering itself instead of repeating. A great way to think about this is, statement, reply, release. For example, bar 1 can be more open and direct, with a classic snare anchor and some tension-building pickup notes. Bar 2 can answer with a slightly different contour, maybe a smaller gap, a lighter hit, or a chop tail that leads into the next phrase. That contrast is what keeps the loop feeling human instead of looped. Now let's give the break some groove and motion. Use velocity editing to shape the difference between strong hits and ghost notes. A good working range for the quieter notes is somewhere around 35 to 70, while the main accents can sit higher. Don't make every hit equal. That's how you lose the phrasing. And if you want a bit more swing, try Ableton's groove pool with a subtle MPC style or light shuffle groove. Keep it modest. Around 10 to 25% is often enough. You want movement, not drunken chaos. You can also nudge certain slices by a few milliseconds. Push the main snare slightly forward if it needs more snap, or pull some ghost notes a touch behind the grid if you want them to feel lazier and deeper. That tiny timing contrast can make the whole thing feel like a real drummer. Then clean up the break lightly. Use EQA to cut out anything unnecessary below about 30 to 40 Hz. That low rumble doesn't help the groove. If the snare is too sharp, you can tame a narrow area somewhere in the 3 to 6 kHz range, but be careful not to remove the bite that gives the break its identity. After that, try drum bus for a little glue and grit. Keep it subtle. A bit of drive, a little crunch, maybe boom if the low end is well controlled. If you want more density, add saturator with soft clip turned on and only a few dB of drive. The big idea here is balance. If the transients are too sharp, the break will fight the bass. If they're too soft, the whole phrase loses lift. You want crack, not stab. pressure, not pain. Now let's make the bass answer the drums instead of stepping on them. Start with a sub using operator or wavetable. A sine-based patch is the classic move here. Keep it mono, keep it controlled, and don't add too much harmonic content unless you need help with translation. The sub should support the groove, not grab the spotlight. For the res or mid-bass, use two detuned oscillators, a layered sample, or a filtered synth patch with movement. Auto filter or wavetable's filter controls can give hit motion without making the low end messy. Keep the stereo width modest in the lower mids. Let the atmosphere be wide, not the foundation. When you program the bass line, leave gaps under the strongest break moments. That's key. The listener should feel like the drums and bass are talking to each other. If the bass is constantly playing, the call and response effect gets blurred. Let the bass hit after the break's strongest snare or kick moments. Let it answer on the offbeat. Let it breathe. This is one of the most important jungle lessons there is. Space is rhythm. The silence between the hits matters just as much as the hits themselves. Now add the atmosphere layer. This could be vinyl noise, a filtered room texture, a chopped ambient pad, distant percussion, or even a heavily filtered break tail. The point is to create a deep jungle scene around the drum phrase. Drop it into an audio track, then use auto filter to low pass it so it sits behind the break. High pass it too, if needed, so it doesn't clutter the low mids. A range somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz for the high pass is a good starting point, and you can low pass somewhere between 1.5 and 6 kHz depending on how much air you want. Add a bit of hybrid reverb or standard reverb if you want the texture to feel like it lives in a room. Keep the decay sensible. Maybe 1.2 to 3.5 seconds, depending on how dense the track is. And if the ambience starts getting too wide or unfocused, use utility to rein it in. This atmosphere layer is doing emotional work. It turns a chopped break into a location. It gives the riff a sense of depth, distance, and shadow. Now route your drums to a drum bus and shape the overall movement there. This is where the mastering mindset really starts to matter. On the drum group, use a Q8 to cut mud if the mids get boxy, maybe somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Then use drum bus or glue compressor gently. You do not need to crush it. A low ratio, slowish attack, and just a couple dB of gain reduction can be enough to make the kit feel like one organism. If you use glue compressor, a starting point around 2:1 ratio, attack around 10 to 30 ms, release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. And only 1 to 2 dB of reduction is a solid place to begin. Again, the goal is cohesion, not flattening. Also check your bass group. Keep the sub mono with utility. If the res has width, make sure it's not smearing the groove or causing phase problems. And always check the bass and kick relationship in mono. If it falls apart in mono, it's not ready yet. Now let's turn the loop into a section. A static amen riff gets old fast, so we need variation every few bars. Automate the atmosphere filter so it opens up across the phrase. Send a bit more reverb on the last snare of a 4-bar block. Add delay to a chopped fill or reverse fragment. Maybe push the saturator a little harder on a transition bar to make it bite more. Even tiny changes can make a huge difference. A strong 8-bar structure might look like this. Bars 1 and 2 carry the call phrase. Bars 3 and 4 answer with a slightly busier or more syncopated version. Bars 5 and 6 pull one element away to create tension, and bars 7 and 8 land a fill or filter movement into the next section. If you're building this for DJ-friendly arrangement, make a filtered 16-bar intro with atmosphere and break fragments. Then save the full riff for the drop. After that, create an 8-bar outro that strips away the response phrase, then the bass, then the top ambience. That way, the track can actually function in a mix, not just in your session. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't overchop the amen until it loses its identity. If every hit is too heavily edited, you flatten the magic. Keep at least one or two recognizable gestures in the phrase, like a classic snare leadin or a familiar amen turn. Second, don't make the response phrase just more notes. Sometimes the best reply is smaller, lighter, or more delayed. Contrast is what makes the conversation work. Third, don't let the bass and break occupy the same rhythmic space all the time. That creates clutter, and both parts suffer. Give each one room to speak. Fourth, be careful with stereo width on low-end material. Wide subs are a fast way to lose club translation. Keep the bottom stable and mono. Fifth, don't stack too much compression and saturation on the drum bus too early. It's easy to squeeze the life out of the break. Start subtle and compare often. Here are a few extra pro moves if you want to go deeper. You can layer a second ghost break underneath the main amen, but keep it heavily low-passed so it adds density without clutter. You can resample the drum bus after light processing, then rechop the bounced audio for a more aggressive variation. You can add subtle parallel grit by duplicating the break, distorting the copy, and blending it in quietly. You can even automate a narrow filter sweep on the mid-bass, while keeping the sub steady underneath. Another useful trick is to vary one thing every two bars. Change one slice, one velocity, one send amount, or one filter position. Tiny changes matter more than giant rearrangements. That's how you keep the loop alive without making it feel random.